Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Imagine what you'd do if you randomly came across a piano on a street corner or in a public park, and it had painted on it in big letters, "Play me, I'm yours." Well, Monday sees the launch of an unusual art installation here in New York, which involves scattering 60 pianos across New York City from the Bronx Zoo to the Staten Island Ferry Terminal. Anyone can try their hand at these pianos. You can try and play Gershwin or chopsticks if it's more your thing. Installation artist Luke Jerram is the mastermind behind this project, and he's here to tell us what it's all about. Luke, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello.
So what we just heard was someone playing one of your pianos in London, a London version of the installation. You've done this in Sydney, in São Paulo, in Birmingham. What are you hoping that New Yorkers will get out of this?
Well, I suppose the pianos are there as a kind of blank canvas, really, for everyone else's creativity. So this is an opportunity for people to express themselves and share their creativity with one another. The idea actually came about from going to a laundrette on a Saturday at the weekend, and I'd see the same people there every weekend, and yet no one would talk to one another. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, this is a crazy thing. There must be all these sort of invisible communities right across the city. So maybe by placing a piano there, you can kind of get people talking and engaging with one another. And it does seem to work.
In New York, talking and engaging with one another generally involves shouting things like, "Stop that racket!" I mean, one of our most popular series recently on the show has been a series called Sound Off, about noise in the urban environment. You're dropping 60 pianos on us on top of all that?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But they're not there forever. There's only 2 weeks. And I think I bet there's a huge amount of sort of hidden talent around. There must be all sorts of people there who don't necessarily admit to playing piano, mm-hmm. but maybe perhaps play at home to their friends. And so this turns everyone into performers. And that's quite special.
So how does it work? Where are people likely to find these instruments?
Well, there's a website, nystreetpianos.com, and there's a map on there, 5 maps actually for each borough. And there are, 60 pianos distributed across the city for anyone to play. I think we've got about 30 in Manhattan alone. Mm-hmm. And they'll be there for 2 weeks. A company called Sing for Hope have done this amazing job promoting it and raising the funds and making it all happen.
In fact, Sing for Hope, they were the ones who sort of went to you and said, "We like this idea. Can you do it in New York?"
Yeah.
Did they tell you what they were hoping to do?
Not really. I only found out there were going to be about 60 a few months ago. And this is twice the size of any other installation that I've done before. We had 30 in London. Mm-hmm. So to do it with 60 is a monumental feat of logistics.
And they're not just pianos, I understand. I mean, they're sort of, you referred to them before as a blank canvas. They're not blank either. I mean, people are painting these things.
Yeah. So artists have come in and painted them. It's fantastic. After the 2 week period, the pianos will be donated to schools and community groups in the area. We've got some great artists on board. The pianos each have the words, "Play me, I'm yours" on it, which is the title of the project, but it's also a kind of invitation, really, for people to touch and engage with the project and get stuck in.
So last night it rained pretty hard, like 1:30, 2 a.m. You have 60 pianos out there sprinkled around the 5 boroughs. Yeah. What's going to happen to them?
Well, each piano's got a plastic cover that rolls out over the top, and it's also got a piano buddy, and that could be someone who works in the local greengrocer or the park attendant, and their job is just to kind of cover it up if it's looking like it's going to rain. And the piano should last okay. I think it'll be fine. It rains a lot in England, as you mm-hmm. can imagine, so I think it'll be absolutely fine.
Is this a 24/7? I mean, if it's 3 a.m. and you're staggering home from the local bar and you happen to bump into a piano, will you be able to sit down and play it, or is it?
No, unfortunately not. There's laws in America about sort of creating noise at night. So I think the pianos are going to be open from 9 a.m.
Crazy American laws.
Oh, it's a crazy thing. So 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. So I think there's a bit of scope in there. But yeah, I wouldn't want someone playing chopsticks underneath my bedroom either. So yeah, it is fair enough. You know.
Now, what about so the pianos are covered when it rains? Are they attended overnight? I mean, how do you make sure that when someone covers it at night and they come back in the morning, the piano is still there?
It's quite hard to steal a piano. I'd like to see you one, tuck one on your arm and run off with it. They do weigh a ton. And they're not worth a huge amount of money either, you know. So we haven't had any stolen, actually. I've installed something like 150 pianos now in 8 different cities, and we haven't had any stolen. A piano, actually, in Sao Paulo cost $1,000, which is a year's wage for some people. And there were people there who'd never actually seen a real piano before, let alone had the opportunity to play one.
So I understand people were coming from like dozens, hundreds of miles to see this installation.
Yeah, three or four hours, you know, to go and play a real piano. We came across a mother and a daughter, and the mother had worked. I met them at the train station where a piano was in the entranceway, and the mother had worked as a cleaner for 4 years to be able to send her daughter to piano lessons right on the other side of the city. And after 4 years, she'd never actually heard her daughter play the piano, because pianos are too expensive, and so this was the first time ever that she heard her daughter play piano, and she played beautifully, you know,
out on the street.
Out on the street, and you know, she cried, and everyone else was in tears as well.
We're speaking with Luke Jerram. He's the artist behind the installation called "Play Me, I'm Yours," which begins on Monday. And for a map, the map that Luke mentioned that shows you the location of the 60 pianos, you can go to the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org/soundcheck. I mentioned before, Luke, you've done this in various places, including London. There's a YouTube video of a boy playing Chopin on one of the pianos on Oxford Street in London. Chopin Waltz in E minor, played on the street. Unidentified boy walking by, spots the piano, sits down there on Oxford Street and just rips off this virtuoso rendition of some Chopin.
It's extraordinary. Yeah, I mean, because what I should say is that the nystreetpianos.com is an online space for everyone in New York to post their films and photos and stories of them and their friends playing, and to sort of share their creativity with one another online. So the website acts as a kind of archive, and that's where that Chopin, that kid playing Chopin, was found. I think his film has now been seen something like 15,000 times around the world.
Wow. So that's a part of the project as well. It's not just interactive on the street, but a kind of, you know, after-the-fact community.
Yeah, there's an online archive. There's also loads of people who go around and try and play all the pianos in one day. So they go on these massive marathon trips, filming themselves playing the same tune on each piano, and they edit them all together, and you see them hopping from one piano to another. Oh, it's just crazy fun.
Now, here in New York, people always have their own take on things, and Roger from Brooklyn writes, "I independently had this same idea and was going to put a spare piano from my studio on the street at North First and Kent in Williamsburg. I'm going to put it out Monday and join this fabulous piece as a volunteer. I'm leaving my piano open to the elements."
Well, I wish him luck. No, that sounds good. Fantastic.
Well, we'll see what's left of Roger's piano by the end of this stint. But "Play Me, I'm Yours" begins Monday on June 21st, runs through July 5th.
Yep.
And Luke Jerram is the installation artist behind it. Again, a link to the website is on our page, wnyc.org/soundcheck, map of piano locations and much more. Luke, good luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. Sing for Hope has done an amazing job, and I'm just really grateful to be here. I'm really looking forward to seeing how much talent is out there. I think people are going to have a lot of fun.
Well, that'll be June 21st through July 5th. And still to come on Soundcheck today, if you want to hear one ferocious young jazz pianist, join Soundcheck in the Green Space this Monday at 2 o'clock for a live broadcast and performance by Jason Moran and his trio on that same program, live music from the great singer Bobby McFerrin. For tickets, visit wnyc.org/soundcheck. And in a moment, It takes a villager to make songwriting success. The Irish acoustic band Villagers plays live in our studio.